అజ్ఞానాత్ అథవా జ్ఞానాత్ ఉత్తమ శ్లోక నామయత్ సంకీర్తితం అగం పుంసో దహేత్ ఏదో యతానలః. ఉత్తమ శ్లోక నామ సంకీర్తితం, చాంటింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్, అజ్ఞానాత్ అథవా జ్ఞానాత్, విత్ ఆర్ వితౌట్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్స్ పవర్స్. పుంసః అగం దహేద్ డిస్ట్రాయ్స్ అ మ్యాన్ సిన్స్. యథా అనలః ఏదః, జస్ట్ యాజ్ ఫైర్ డిస్ట్రాయ్స్ డ్రై గ్రాస్. సో హీస్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ ఎంఫసైజింగ్ ఆన్ దిస్ పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ ద హోలీ నేమ్ బీయింగ్ పొటెంట్ ఎనఫ్ టు డిస్ట్రాయ్ ఆల్ సిన్స్. సో దిస్ బికాస్ వన్ మే సే, బట్ చాంటింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వే ఇస్ నాట్ డన్ విత్ నాలెడ్జ్ దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అటోన్మెంట్. లైక్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్, సాంకేత్యం పారిహాస్యం వా స్తోభం హేళనమేవ వా ఆర్ పతితః స్ఖలితో భగ్నః సందర్శ, దీస్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ నాట్ చాంటింగ్ విత్ ది అండర్స్టాండింగ్ దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అటోన్మెంట్. సో ఇన్ రెస్పాన్స్ ది విష్ణుదూత సే, జస్ట్ యాజ్ అ ఫైర్ విచ్ ఇస్ లిట్ ఇన్నోసెంట్లీ బై అ చైల్డ్ బర్న్స్ ద డ్రై గ్రాస్, సో చాంటింగ్ వితౌట్ నాలెడ్జ్ బర్న్స్ అప్ హీప్స్ ఆఫ్ సిన్స్. బట్ టు గెట్ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ యూ హావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ద గ్లోరీస్ అండ్ దెన్ చాంట్. శిల ప్రభుపాద్ రైట్స్, ఫైర్ విల్ యాక్ట్ రిగార్డ్లెస్ ఆఫ్ వెదర్ హ్యాండిల్డ్ బై అన్ ఇన్నోసెంట్ చైల్డ్ ఆర్ బై సమ్మన్ వెల్ అవేర్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్స్ పవర్. ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్, ఇఫ్ అ ఫీల్డ్ ఆఫ్ స్ట్రా ఆర్ డ్రై గ్రాస్ ఇస్ సెట్ అ ఫైర్ either by an elderly man who knows the power of fire or by a child who does not, the grass will be burned to ashes. Similarly, one may or may not know the power of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, but if one chants the holy name, he will become free from all sinful reactions. Another example he gives, yatagadam viryatamam upayuktam yadrichaya అజానతోప్యాత్మగుణం కురియాన్ మంత్రోపి ఉదాహృతః. హి గివ్స్ ఎ సిమిలర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. యథా వీర్యతమం అగదం, అగదం ఇస్ అ మెడిసిన్, వీర్యతమం మీన్స్ వెరీ పవర్ఫుల్, జస్ట్ ఎస్ అ వెరీ పవర్ఫుల్ మెడిసిన్, ఎదృచ్ఛయా ఉపయుక్తం, ఇఫ్ వన్ టేక్స్ ఇట్ బై ఛాన్స్ ఆర్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ వితౌట్ మచ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ ఇట్ ఇస్, ఆత్మగుణం కురియాత్, ఇట్ స్టిల్ ప్రొడ్యూసెస్ ఇట్స్ ఎఫెక్ట్ క్విక్లీ. That's why he is telling viryatamam agadam. It must be a very powerful medicine. Otherwise, ordinary medicines, according to Ayurveda, when taken without faith, will not act. Because faith is a very important element in the actual recovery process. So, for serious ailments, by chance you eat a very powerful laxative, whether you know that it is a laxative or not, effect will happen. Like I really liked that Firani, so I took, but I can't really digest milk so well. So yesterday like 5-6 times I was going back and forth. So during the class also I had to give a break and go, because I cannot digest milk so well. So that's why he says, this is my guess, it's not exactly mentioned, but still, according to Ayurveda, faith is a very important element of recovery actually. Faith in the doctor and faith in the course of medication. If one does not have, medicine does not work actually. I remember long time back I had gone to Nasik to take some medication from, some panchakarma medication from one doctor. So I had to stay there practically in his clinic for hours together. So we became very good friends actually. He's a devotee only. So I would observe him in the, after the panchakarma we used to wait for some time and things like that. During that time he used to see his other patients also. So while seeing his patients, I used to observe and then ask him questions based on that, just to learn something. So I asked, so what do you think about this person? He said, oh, he will not come back. So how do you know? because he does not have faith in the process. So medicine will not work on him. So therefore he will not come back. He clearly told. Then we discuss about the role of faith and things like that. But actually in Ayurvedic medication, faith plays a very important role in the actual curing process. Placebo effect is there, but it is a much more scientific, faith plays a much more scientific role in Ayurveda. Just that some placebo effect is incidentally noted by the allopathic doctors, but it's very scientifically explained in the Ayurvedic texts, the role of faith actually. So that is why in my guess he is telling Viryatamam Agadam, a very powerful medicine. A powerful medicine will act whether you have faith or not. But in general medication, they act to the extent of one's faith actually. So here, so therefore holy name is such a powerful medicine that even without faith it works like that. So he says, not only does the name destroy sin, but it bestows prema for the Lord. Another example is given. Viryatamam stands for Viryavattamam. Okay, omission of what is poetic license. Yadrichaya means suddenly, without knowing. Strong medicine taken without knowing produces its qualities of curing disease, giving strength and nourishment. These are three things medicines do. Curing disease, giving strength and nourishment. Similarly, the name uttered, the uttered form of mantra or a mantra composed of the name of the Lord when chanted gives its effects. One does not have to know the powers of the name in order for it to have effect. But if one has, but we all know the extent to which we have faith in the name, to that extent the process works. But having said that, even without faith it will have some positive effect because the medicine is so powerful. Like that. Yeah, for getting prema one has to definitely chant with faith. But chanting the holy name can generate that faith. Or any other process of bhakti, when done without faith, can generate faith because it will act as Agyat Sukriti. And Agyat Sukriti, when accumulated, becomes Shraddha. Yeah, like that. In the Western countries where the Hare Krishna movement is spreading, learned scholars and other thoughtful men are realizing its effectiveness. For example, Dr. J. Stilson Judah. Yes, come in Bhagavatam now. A learned scholar has been very much attracted to this movement because he has actually seen that it is turning hippies addicted to drugs into pure Vaishnavas who voluntarily become servants of Krishna and humanity. Even a few years ago, such hippies did not know the Hare Krishna mantra, but now they are chanting it and becoming pure Vaishnavas. Thus, they are becoming free from all sinful activities such as illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating and gambling. This is practical proof of the effectiveness of the Hare Krishna movement, which is supported in this verse. One may or may not know the value of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, but if one somehow or other chants it, he will immediately be purified, just as one who takes a potent medicine will feel its effects regardless of whether he takes it knowingly or unknowingly. Potent medicine. It has to be Viryatamam Agadam. Like that. A powerful laxative. Whether you know it or not, by mistake, if it mixes in your food. Okay, so in this way they have now glorified the holy name. You really don't know what is the potency of the holy name. Now hear from us the potency of the holy name, like that. So Shri Shukadev Goswami continues. Shri Shuka Vacha Tayevam Suvinirniya Dharmam Bhagavatam Nripa Tam Yamya Pashan Nirmucha Vipram Ratyor Amomuchan. O King, having thus perfectly defined with reasoning and arguments Suvinirniya, the principles of devotional service, the order carriers of Vishnu, release the Brahmana Ajamil from the bondage of the Yamadutas and saved him from death. In this way, after presenting in such an authoritative way, they actually released the Yamapash and they released him and said, you may please leave this place. Like that. No purport. Iti pratyudita yamya duta yatva yamantikam yamaragneyata sarvam achachakshur arindama. O Arindama, O subduers of all enemies, you are not like the Yamadutas who are defeated by Vishnudutas. Because you are also a Vishnuduta only. Iti pratyudita yamya. After the servants of Yamaraj had been answered by the order carriers of Lord Vishnu in this way, Duta Yamantikam Yatva, they went to Yamaraj. Yamaragnye Yata Sarvam Achachakshuhu, and explained everything to him as they had heard from the Vishnu Dutas. So, Srila Prabhupada writes, in this verse, the word pratyuditaha is very significant. The servants of Yamaraj are so powerful that they can never be hindered anywhere. But this time they were baffled and disappointed in their attempt to take away a man they considered sinful. Therefore, they immediately returned to Yamaraj and described to him everything that had happened. Dvichappashad vinirmukto gata bihi prakritim gataha. Vavande shirasa Vishno kinkaram darshanotsavaha. What do you think? Possible? Hari Bhakti Prabhu. Huh? I'm just asking you, possible or not? Completing this chapter. That's what you are looking now. How many chapters left? How many pages left?
I was just looking 49
verses. Okay, let's see. So, Srila Prabhupada writes here, okay, having been released from the nooses of the Yamaraj servants, Ajamil, now free from fear, came to his senses and, pleased by the presence of Vishnu's servants, offered obeisances to them by bowing his head at their lotus feet. So now, on one side, the Yamadutas went back to Yamaraj and what conversation happened there will be next chapter. Now, Ajamil, let's focus on Ajamil. Yamadutas have left, Vishnudutas are standing there. Ajamil has woken up. So he pays obeisances to them. Srila Prabhupada writes, Vaishnavas are also Vishnudutas because they carry out the orders of Krishna. Lord Krishna is very eager for all the conditioned souls rotting in this material world to surrender to him and be saved from material pangs in this life and punishment in hellish conditions after death. Vaishnava therefore tries to bring conditioned souls to their senses. Those who are fortunate like Ajamil are saved by the Vishnu Dutas or Vaishnavas, and thus they return back home back to Godhead. Others are not fortunate. Tam vivaksham abhipretya mahapurusha kinkaraha sahasa pasyatas tasya tatrantar dadire naga. O sinless Parikshit, knowing that Ajamil wanted to speak to them, Mahapurusha Kinkaraha, the servants of Lord Vishnu, sahasa antar dadire, immediately disappeared. Tasya pashyatah, while Ajamil was watching, they immediately disappeared because he was not qualified to speak with them. Here. This is a very interesting commentary. Hear carefully and share your thoughts. Though Ajamil had some time left, okay, I am really curious. Please think and think about these statements, okay, and share what you feel. I had some thoughts when I read this. I am eager to know what you think, okay. Even though Ajamil had some time left to live, because of sins, his lifespan was reduced according to scriptural laws. Okay? Just think about this one statement. We will end the purport. Knowing this, the servants of Yama began pulling him from his body. This time was designated as his time of death. But actually, because of the destruction of sins, his life did not end at that time. Thus, the Vishnudutas disappeared since he had remaining time left. This is... I'll give you 30 seconds to just digest what you have read. And you can raise your hands and share your thoughts. I can share the first thought. The first thought is that prarabdha karma to some extent is created by one's actions in this life also. Otherwise, according to prarabdha karma, actually he should live for some more time, but because of his sins it got reduced, which means prarabdha karma is there, but some of it is getting created now also. Correct? This is one thing. Then what happened? Because this is what was the parameter for the Yamadutas. They saw that yes, he did have more time, but because of his sins it got reduced. So they came. But Vishnuduta said, no, you can't take him because his sins have been atoned by his chanting of the holy name, which means originally what was his lifespan, that is, it was given back, and because that much time had was there, the Vishnudutas immediately left. So which means it is quite clearly mentioned here that prarabdha karma to some extent is shaped by our activities in this life also. Even though we come with a particular prarabdha karma, but still to some extent it is modified through our activities in this life also. Any further thoughts? Yeah, and prarabdha is destroyed by karma. Of course, that's a smartha viewpoint. We don't prescribe to such a viewpoint, but sometimes to not confuse the smarthas, Vaishnavas also seem to speak in that language, but actually the Vaishnava understanding is that for Vaishnavas, bhakti is capable of destroying the prarabdha karma. So one does not necessarily have to wait till the end of his life to actually remove that prarabdha karma. That is not destroyed immediately, but the kind of sufferings which you are due to experience in that body, you will not experience.
What is this fourth
statement? Thus the Vishnudutas disappeared since he had time remaining. He had remaining time left. Abhi, jab unhone wo life start kiya, unke prarabdha karma ke hisab se unko 100 saal jine ka tha. Par unhone itna paap kiya, इसके वजह से थोड़ा 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 उनका लाइफ स्पैन कम होके 88 साल में उनका यमदूतास पहुंच गए उधर. 88 इज मेंशन
ना.
100 तो एग्जाम्पल था, 88 तो मेंशन्ड है ना. फॉर एग्जाम्पल आई एम टेलिंग. तो पर क्या हुआ, उन्होंने हरिनाम चैंट करके अटोन कर दिया तो वो पाप पूरा निकल गया ना. तो मतलब जो बचा कुचा 12 साल है उनको, वो तो जीने को वापस मिल गया उनको. ऐसे तो एंड देयरफॉर बिकॉज ही हैड सम मोर टाइम टू लिव, द विष्णु दूतास अंडरस्टूड दैट इज नॉट टाइम फॉर हिम टू गो बैक, सो दे लेफ्ट. They basically came to protect him from the Yamadutas, that's all. Then they left. He shaped at least some part of one's prarabdha karma is generated by one's activities in this life also.
So this is prarabdha karma that his life will extend by another 12 years.
Now actually he had 100.
I don't understand his statement. Prarabdha karma is basically your sinful karma, right? Which is supposed to be, which you are currently going through.
Sinful or pious, both.
Oh, yeah.
ठीक है ना नितय प्रिय प्रभु मुक्ति कैश प्रभु.
So can we comment that they left him so that now he can focus on actually developing love for Krishna, not just
that. Correct. That will come little later. Yeah. How do you know it is untimely?
Unnatural death, he is saying that.
Unnatural death. So what's with the unnatural death? I don't know. I mean, what's your question? How you explain means explain what? What is the question?
Like outside people told him, they feel
how he could die in an accident like that?
Like that. It is not considered hospital. It is not proper. That he died in accident or something.
So what is an auspicious death?
That he died after
peacefully.
Means whenever one of devotee died, the question raised by other people that how this can happen even with the devotees, that they are dying.
Correct. Maharaj explained that Krishna has promised to protect the soul and not the body. A body is either, whether it goes in an accident or natural death, it is bound to go only. So ultimately, whichever way he dies, what if he dies in a very peaceful way and after that lands up in hell? Are you okay with that? And if he has a not so peaceful death, but at the end of it, if he goes back home, back to God, what is the problem? Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Bhakti Deerta Maharaj, Shyam Sundari Maharaj, everyone died. Kladini Mataji, I mean, can something be more ghastly death? So which means...
Unnaturally, though he suicide, he clearly said, he misusing his free will to...
Okay, yes, pray Bhupeshwar. No, I mean karma itself is not so favorable. It is. I mean, yeah. I'm sorry. I did create that misconception. The remaining is actually not prarabdha karma. The remaining is probably they understood Krishna's desire that he had to live for some more time to perfect his bhakti. So it's not just prarabdha karma, not like that. This time was designated as his time of death, but actually because of destruction of his sins, his life did not end at that time. That's all it is mentioned. The Vishnu Dutas disappeared since he had remaining time left, but it does not say remaining time according to his prarabdha karma. they understood that because they were Vishnu Dutas, they understood Krishna's desire that Krishna wanted him to stay for some more time to perfect his bhakti. Yeah, but I did create that confusion by mentioning that he got that 12 years back. That was wrong actually. That what?
That bhakti destroys only that prarabdha karma which is unfavorable for the practice of bhakti.
Hey, there is no nothing wrong in that statement. But what should remain, what should go, Krishna decides. So, and the remaining thing, you can say it as favorable prarabdha karma, or you can call it as Krishna's will. Whichever way you may want to see. So it is just a question of terminology. So if you say that Akhilatma Pran Prabhu gets me the recipe master and shows recipe for making masala bath, let's say it has some 20 ingredients, okay, I remove 10 ingredients, I add five more of my own ingredients and I make something. Okay. You may call it is Balram Shakti Prabhu's recipe, or you may call it is half recipe master recipe. Whichever way you may want to call, but the point is I have used my free will to do something to that recipe. So the point is it is just a question of terminology, but the point is Krishna's will is there, like that. Three hands up. Yes.
This time
we'll laugh. Yeah, we won't laugh. We promise. that's why before you say we will all laugh, after you say we will laugh.
Because the destruction of his sins is like he not ended at that time. So his sin got destroyed at the point when he chanted the name Narayan last time. No, he was mentioned the first time only, because if suppose he did not chant Narayan, and you know Vishnu Dutta wouldn't have come surely.
How do you know?
Actually, the last time he did not chant. See, because he destruction, his life did not end at that time. So if that means, but when did he mention that the sins got destroyed? Remember the explanation, when the first time he chanted, at that time only it got destroyed, no? What it seems from this statement, you know, also that because he chanted Narayan at that last time, he chanted Narayan was responsible for destruction of his sin, because if he did not...
Nay, that is your inference, and that inference is not right, because the direct statement should be taken into consideration and not the inference. So Vikshanagar Gaukul goes out of his way to clearly mention that the first time he chanted only it went, rest of it added, contributed towards his bhakti, like that he mentions. Okay, Muktakesh Prabhu.
Only then, prarabdha karma which is
favorable remains.
But we cannot say that also, because Krishna may use things which are favorable within prarabdha karma, and he may give something which is not prarabdha karma, but if it is favorable.
Correct. That's what I'm telling. That's why I said.
So, means, you know, the prarabdha, you know, what you call, we need not belong.
Yeah, correct. I agree. That's why I'm telling. Yes, yeah.
It need not be prarabdha favorable karma, but it's...
That's why I said, I removed 10 items, I added 5 of my own items also. The remaining thing you may say it is half of it is recipe master recipe. But how Krishna sees it, he only knows. He says, "Arre, aap recipe master ko dekh ke wo 10 item nahi dala main pehle, hi dalne hi wala tha usko." incidentally it was there, so theek hai. So the point is, whether you want to call it prarabdha or not, doesn't matter, as long as you have understood that Krishna has intervened and chosen what to keep, what to remove, then how does it matter whether you call it prarabdha karma or anything else? That doesn't matter. You can say this is Krishna intervened prarabdha karma, fine. It's just a question of how you call it, that's all, terminology only.
Yes, sir. That is why doubt that calling prarabdha means then we have to say that whatever that Krishna was giving, it has to be within the category of prarabdha.
I am telling, the point is, there is no way you can know it also, na?
So,
the point is, you tell favorable prarabdha and clarify. That's all.
But that is different from Krishna's will.
How it is different from Krishna's will? Krishna only willed that those things can happen, na? Don't get stuck up with the terminology. Don't get stuck up with the terminology. Yes, Abhay Govindu. Happiness can? That is also a verse. Taseva hetoho prayateto nalabhyate yadna tallabhyate dukkavad anyata sukam kalena sarvato dubiranam. Correct, correct. You mean, how can you say that then the prarabdha can change from based on your activities in this life like that? See, the point is, it cannot seriously change. But Ajamil did something seriously wrong to affect his lifespan. But generally, it is more or less fixed. Let's say if you have a 10 billion bank account, hereditary money left over, and you are in a software job earning 50,000 rupees per month. Okay. If I say that you are not adding anything to the corpus, it is not wrong in one sense. Let's say you spend 10,000 rupees from that, adding 40,000 rupees in the month. And 10 billion in the bank account, adding 40,000 rupees per month to that is, matlab, in one sense, you can say that nothing has changed, it is all same only. But it is nothing. Where is 10 billion, where is 40,000? You know. So therefore, in a significant way, your prarabdha karma is already decided. But unless you do some serious gadbad and change it, or you do something very serious pious activities and change it, or you do something really serious and take up to bhakti, and then you can completely destroy it also. But otherwise, more or less, it is finalized. Ab jitna endeavor, how much endeavor Ajamil had to do to change his lifespan by a few years, actually. So he said, look, you know, the result that you get must be in proportion to your endeavor. That is the meaning of tallabhyate dukkavad anyata sukam. Rather, you put some endeavor in bhakti, you can't imagine how much you will get in return. Sure, the return will be in proportion to your endeavor. So that verse does not say that endeavor in the direction of karma has absolutely no return, because everything is predestined. Not like that. Oh, it means that you put so much endeavor, but so much is predestined that that much endeavor you put in bhakti, you know, so much you will get in return. In that sense, he says, that's why tasyeva hetoho prayateto kovido na labhyate yad brahmatavam parida, like that. Rodnandan Prabhu, you had something? Okay. But they didn't, the problem was, destruction of his sins was there, but the Yamadutas did not know the glory of the holy name, na? That is why they they thought that nothing was destroyed. मतलब देखो मैं वही आपको एक्सप्लेन किया, उनका प्रारब्ध कर्म के हिसाब से 100 साल जीने का था, पर उन्होंने इतना पाप किया ये लाइफ में कि वो पापों के वजह से थोड़ा 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 उनका लाइफ कम होते होते 88 साल में उनको डेथ का टाइम आ गया। वैसे यमदूतास ने सोचा, पर उनको क्या है, उन्होंने क्या देखा, पाप किया उन्होंने देखा, अटोनमेंट नहीं किया वो भी उन्होंने नोटिस किया, पर उन्होंने क्या नहीं समझा कि अरे चैंटिंग के वजह से उनका वो पाप सब चला गया, फ्यूचर पाप का भी सब चला गया, तो वो समझे नहीं, इसलिए तभी आ गए वो 88 में उनको निकालने के लिए आ गए, एंड देन दे आर विष्णु दूतास आर क्लैरिफाइंग लाइक दैट। ओके, अजामिलोप्यता करण्य दूतानां यमकृष्णयोः धर्मं भागवतं शुद्धं त्रैवेद्यं च गुणाश्रयं भक्तिमान् भगवत्याशु महात्म्य श्रवणाधरेः अनुतापो महानासीत् स्मरतो शुभमात्मनः। हियरिंग अबाउट द प्योर धर्म अप्रूव्ड बाय द लॉर्ड फ्रॉम द सर्वेंट्स ऑफ विष्णु, प्योर धर्म, शुद्धं भागवतं धर्मं, कृष्ण दूतानां फ्रॉम द सर्वेंट्स ऑफ विष्णु, त्रैवेद्यम च गुणाश्रयम, एंड द इंप्योर धर्म रेकमेंडेड इन द थ्री वेदास, यमदूतानां फ्रॉम द यमदूतास, अजामिलः आशु भगवती भक्तिमान आसीत्, अजामिल क्विकली बिकेम फिल्ड विद डिवोशन टू द लॉर्ड। सो नाउ दिस हैज बिकम, he has become a devotee now. Harer Mahatmya Shravanat, because of hearing the glories of the Supreme Lord. Mahan Anutapo Asit, immediately he Dukko Darkamscha Garhayan, he started repenting. Atmanah Ashubham Smaratah, remembering his past sinful life, he really started repenting. Here, Shri Vishnu Jagadakur writes, hearing the pure dharma beyond the gunas approved by the Lord from the servants of Vishnu, and the impure dharma which takes shelter of the gunas recommended in the three Vedas from the servants of Yama, Ajamil became a devotee. Okay. So here, oh, I think we missed one purport, Prabhupada, 23rd verse, Prabhupada. So, Srila Prabhupada quotes from the, which is this, okay, it's not mentioned. Papishtaye durachara deva brahmana nindakaha apatya bhojanastesham akale maranam dhruvam. Oh, interesting. For persons who are papishta, very sinful, so something which Bhakti Vishnachakaya Thakur does not address, Prabhupada is addressing here in this purport. For persons who are papishta, very sinful, and durachara, misbehaved, or very unclean in their habits, who are against the existence of God, who disrespect Vaishnavas and Brahmanas, and who eat anything and everything, untimely death is sure. It is said that in Kali Yuga one has a maximum lifetime of 100 years, but as people become degraded, the duration of their lives decreases. Prayen alpayusha sabhya. Because Ajamil was now free from all sinful reactions, his lifetime was extended, even though he was to have died immediately. When the Vishnudutas saw Ajamil trying to say something to them, they disappeared to give him a chance to glorify the Supreme Lord. Since all his sinful reactions had been vanquished, he was now prepared to glorify the Lord. Indeed, one cannot glorify the Lord unless one is completely free from all sinful activities. This is confirmed by Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita. You know what? Actually, after reading this episode, there is another understanding that I am, it's becoming sort of coming to my thought. Because Prabhupada gives two different kinds of explanations for Yesham Tvantagatam Papam. Okay. So, he says, here you see, he says, engage themselves in my service with determination, he says. But some other time he says that they engage in devotional service only, he says. Unless one is free from sinful reactions, he cannot engage in devotional service. Like that also Prabhupada explains. Actually, the original Bhagavad Gita translation, if you see, even though in word-to-word meaning he talks about bhajante mam dridavrata, he calls it with determination, but in the actual translation, he translates as, unless one is free from sinful reactions, he cannot practice devotional service only, Prabhupada says. So, these two different types of ways in which Prabhupada translates this. But actually, if you take papam to indicate sinful vasanas, okay, then actually that translation is correct. Then bhajante mam dridavrata makes perfect sense. But if you take papam to meet sinful reactions, then this understanding is also right. Just that you should not, it says yesham tu antagatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvandva moha nirmukta bhajante mam dridavrata. But this could also be taken to indicate that if one is worshipping the Supreme Lord, one should understand that he is already free from papa, sinful reaction also. Correct? Because he is no longer under the realm of karma. It could indicate that also, that way. But anyway, here Prabhupada says that persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated and who are freed from the duality of delusion, engage themselves in my service with determination. The Vishnu Dutas made Ajamil aware of devotional service so that he might immediately become fit to return home back to Godhead. To increase his eagerness to glorify the Lord, they disappeared so that he would feel separation in their absence. In the mode of separation, glorification of the Lord is very intense. Same thing happened in Narada Muni's case also. Sakradyad darshitam rupam. And after that, he vanished. Now, Ajamil is going to lament. And he is going to take some sankalpa. Okay. अहो मे परमं कष्टं अभूत् अविजितात्मनः येन विप्लावितं ब्रह्म वृषल्यां जायतात्मना. Oh, with uncontrolled senses I have fallen into a miserable condition by which I destroyed my status as a brahmana by bearing sons in a shudra woman. So he says, my qualification as a brahmana was destroyed by giving birth to sons in a shudra woman. Oh, ek aur purport humne miss kar diya na. 24-25 purport we missed. Okay. What we read was previous purport. wait. This purport will... So, Srila Prabhupada says, Traigunya Vishaya Veda and Traigunya Bhavarjuna. Why is Prabhupada quoting this verse? Traivedyam cha gunashrayam. So... what the Vedas mostly speak of is within three modes. The Vedic principles certainly prescribe a gradual process for rising to the spiritual platform, but if one remains attached to the Vedic principles, there is no chance of his being elevated to spiritual life. It is definitely meant to pull you out of the materialistic life, but if you remain attached to those lower principles only, then this is exactly what Narada Muni also told. What is that verse? Svabhava raktasya mahan vyatikrama yad dharmato iti itarahastito namanyate tasya nivaranam jana. Like that he says. What is the beginning? जुगुप्सितं धर्म कृते अनुशासतः स्वभाव रक्तस्य महान व्यतिक्रम यद वाक्यतो धर्म इति इतरः स्थितो नमन्यते तस्य निवारणं जना लाइक दैट ही सेज सो द पर्पस ऑफ ऑल दीज थिंग्स इज सो दैट एवेंचुअली यू बिकम डिटैच्ड बट बिकॉज दे आर स्वभाव रक्तस्य दे विल डू अर्ध कुटन्याय व्यासदेव स्टोल्ड बोल के करता रहेगा और व्यासदेव और क्या क्या बोले वो उसको देखेगा भी नहीं सो ही सेज दैट यू हैव रियली डेल्यूडेड देम लाइक दैट ही सेज द वैदिक प्रिंसिपल सडनली प्रिस्क्राइब अ ग्रेजुअल प्रोसेस फॉर राइजिंग टू द स्पिरिचुअल प्लेटफॉर्म बट इफ वन रिमेन्स अटैच्ड टू द वैदिक प्रिंसिपल्स देयर इज नो चांस ऑफ हिज बीइंग एलिवेटेड टू स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ कृष्णा देयरफॉर एडवाइज अर्जुन टू परफॉर्म डिवोशनल सर्विस विच इज द प्रोसेस ऑफ ट्रांसेंडेंटल रिलीजन वेयर डज कृष्णा टेल अर्जुन टू परफॉर्म डिवोशनल सर्विस నిస్త్రైగుణ్యో వవర్జున సో నిస్త్రైగుణ్య పాత్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ వన్ దట్ ఇస్ భక్తి ద ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ పొజిషన్ ఆఫ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ ఆల్సో కన్ఫర్మ్డ్ ఇన్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం సవే పుంసాం పరో ధర్మ యతో భక్తి రథోక్షజే భక్తి ఇస్ పరో ధర్మ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ ధర్మ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ మెటీరియల్ ధర్మ పీపుల్ జనరలీ థింక్ దట్ రిలీజన్ షుడ్ బి పర్స్యూడ్ ఫర్ మెటీరియల్ ప్రాఫిట్ This may be suitable for persons interested in material life. But one who is interested in spiritual life should be attached to Paro Dharma. The religious principle by which one becomes a devotee of the Supreme Lord. Yato Bhakti Radokshaje. The Bhagavat religion teaches that the Lord and the living entity are eternally related. And that the duty of the living entity is to surrender to the Lord. When one is situated on the platform of devotional service, one is freed from impediments and completely satisfied. Ayatma suprasidati. Having been elevated to that platform, Ajamil began to lament for his past materialistic activities and glorify the name, fame, form and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, yes. Yeah. That is. But the process itself is within Sattvaguni only. Their ultimate destination is Nistraigunya, but for that they have to give up that path which is within Gunas. At the end of it, they have to give up that Jnana. They have to give up that Ashtanga. Only then they can attain a Nistraigunya destination through that practice. So this was purport of previous, but we have seen one more. The first lamentation verse also we have seen. Oh, with uncontrolled senses I have fallen into a miserable condition like that. Srila Prabhupada writes, The man of the higher classes, the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas do not beget children in the wombs of lower class women. See, therefore, this understanding of anulom pratilom, you may say, what is the problem? Brahmana, higher caste, Shudrani, lower caste. Anulom hi hai na? Pratilom matlab, if a Brahmana woman marries a Shudra man, it is pratiloma. One may think like that. It is not as simple as we think. That is just one of the considerations, and O consideration may be both are details. That does not mean a Brahmana man can marry a Shudra woman, even though it is, you know, the man is of a higher caste and the woman is of a lower caste. It's not like that. Oh, that's a very generic presentation. Because we are not attending a course on dharma or marriage. So generic proposition is presented, but there are even within that there are many other rules also. Seen what?
We read.
Vedic astrology reveals whether one has been born in a Vipra Varna, Kshatriya Varna, Vaishya Varna or Shudra Varna according to the three qualities of material nature. This must be examined because a marriage between a boy of the Vipra Varna and a girl of the Shudra Varna is incompatible. Even though it is anulom from our very generic understanding, but actually it is pratiloma. Married life would be miserable for both husband and wife. Consequently, a boy should marry a girl of the same category. Of course, this is Trigunya, Prabhupada says, a material calculation according to the Vedas. But if the boy and girl are devotees, there need be no such considerations. A devotee is transcendental, and therefore in a marriage between devotees, the boy and girl form a very happy combination. Three Hari Bols. So then he continues. Dhinmam vigarhitam sadbir dushkritam kulakajjalam hitva balam satim yomam surapi masatim agam. Itna karke baad karne ke baad usko gaali de raha hai abhi. I am unfortunate having committed sin and defamed my family. I am condemned by the civilized. Giving up my faithful wife, I had relationships with an unchaste drunkard woman. Surapim. Asatim. Like that. So he says, okay. So here Srila Prabhupada writes, this is the mentality of one who is becoming a pure devotee. Becoming a pure devotee. So, Dukkodar Kams Chagrahayan. When one is elevated to the platform of devotional service by the grace of the Lord and the spiritual master, one first regrets his past sinful activities. This helps one advance in spiritual life. The Vishnu Dutas had given Ajamil the chance to become a pure devotee, and the duty of a pure devotee is to regret his past sinful life activities in illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating and gambling. Not only should one give up his past bad habits, but he must always regret his past sinful acts. This is the standard of pure devotion. Vriddhavanatau pitarau nanya bandhu tapasvinau aho mayaduna tyaktau akritagnyena nichavat. Ungrateful and fallen in this life, I gave up my aged mother and father with no shelter and no friends, who thus underwent great difficulties. Srila Prabhupada writes, according to Vedic civilization, everyone has the responsibility for taking care of brahmanas, old men, women, children and cows. This is the duty of everyone, especially an upper class person. Because of his association with a prostitute, Ajamil abandoned all his duties. Regretting this, Ajamil now considered himself quite fallen. Soham vyaktam patishyami narake brishadarune dharmagna kamino yatra vindanti yamayatanaha. I will certainly fall to most terrifying hell, where those who destroy dharma and are full of lust undergo torture by Yamaraj. Out of his humilities, thinking like that. If he were, he must have taken, then the, when the Yamaraj would, Yamadutas had come, they must have taken him. But still out of his natural humility, which is born out of his practice of bhakti, he is feeling like this. No purport. Kimidam swapna aho svit sakshat drishtam ihat budam kwayata adyate yemam vyakarshan pashapanayah. Kimidam swapna, was this a dream? Ahosvit sakshat drishtam iha adbutam, or did I really see those astonishing persons? Where have the persons who are dragging me away with robes now gone? Of course, he is not speaking this with feeling of separation. So no purport. Atate kvagata siddhas chatvaras charu darshana vyamochayanni yamanam badva pashair adhobuvah. Kvate chatvara siddha, and who are those four perfect persons? persons, Charu Darshana, who were so beautiful, Gataha, where have they gone? Vyamochayan Badvapashay, they released me from the Yamapash. Niyamanam Adobuvaha, and I was being led away to hell. But they saved me. Where are they? Like that. Srila Prabhupada writes, as we have learned from the description of the fifth canto, the hellish planets are situated in the lower portion of this universe. Therefore, they are called as Adho Bhuvaha. Bhuvaha, earth, Adho Bhuvaha, those which are below. Ajamil could understand that the Yamadutas had come from that region. Atapime durbhagasya vibudho tamadarshane bhavitavyam mangalena yenatma me prasidati. Even though most sinful, I must have done some auspicious acts to see those best of devatas by which I have become joyful. So this is his Ajamilas? Yeah, he must have done some sukriti, he says. Of course, he is thinking, he may not know that it is agyat sukriti. He is thinking in terms of, may kuch pious activities kiya hoga. So, of course, this is just some, improperly, not clearly understanding how one gets bhakti. That is one thing. And another thing is, out of humility, he is thinking that, may kuch pious activities kiya hoga. A devotee does not take having committed a pious activity as a serious credit. Like that. So, as stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, sadhu sanga sarva shastra kai, lava matra sadhu sanga sarva siddhi hai. Association with devotees is recommended by all the shastras because by even a moment of such association, one can receive the seed for all perfection. In the beginning of his life, Ajamil was certainly very pure, and he associated with devotees and brahmanas because of that pious activity. Even though he was fallen, he was inspired to name his son Narayan. Certainly, this was due to good counsel given from within by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smritir jnanam apavanam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. The Lord who is situated in everyone's heart is so kind that if one has ever rendered service to him, the Lord never forgets him. Thus the Lord from within gave Ajamil the opportunity to name his youngest son Narayan, so that in affection he would constantly call Narayan, Narayan, and thus be saved from the most fearful and dangerous condition at the time of his death. Such is the mercy of Krishna. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. Prabhupada is talking about receiving Bhakti Lata Beach. By the mercy of Guru and Krishna, one receives the seed of bhakti. This association saves a devotee from the greatest fear, which is Prabhupada also mentions. He had association of devotees also, even though it is not explicitly mentioned here in Bhagavatam. Prabhupada writes, in the beginning of his life, Ajamil was certainly very pure, and he associated with devotees and brahmanas. He is talking about that, not what the Vishnudutas give. But see one thing we have to remember is, any book presents only those aspects of a person's life which it wants to focus on. Okay. So, uska purpose kya hai? Purpose kya hai? What is the purpose of that book? Only that aspect of that person's life will be focused. The purpose of this book is to glorify the holy name. This book is not necessarily a biographical account of Ajamil. So, Therefore, here it is, Prabhupada is mentioning it here further, and in one of the later purports, you see, Prabhupada aage wala purport ka jo hai. Oh, you see, no, we didn't read Vishnu Chakradaku's comment on this. You see what he writes. There must have been some auspicious acts as a cause for seeing the best of the devatas. How did they become qualified to see the Vishnu Dutas? One must assume the mercy of some devotee, because without that the seed of bhakti cannot be sown, and because of that mercy he called his son Narayan. So this is clear. And that's what Prabhupada is also mentioning here. Before that only. No, not necessarily. It could have been sown before that also. Quite possible. Yeah, it could have been shown before also, quite possible. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we therefore change a devotee's name to a form that reminds him of Vishnu. If at the time of death the devotee can remember his own name, such as Krishna Das or Govinda Das, he can be saved from the greatest danger. Therefore, the change of names at the time of initiation is essential. The Krishna consciousness movement is so meticulous that it gives one a good opportunity to remember Krishna somehow or other. Why? Muktikesh is Lord Shiva?
Lord Shiva, Lord... Gauranga
also,
Lord Brahma. Whoever have... There is a story about Lord Vittal.
Muktakesh is not Lord Vishnu. I thought it was one who gives Mukti is not Muktakesh. Oh, I thought Muktakesh means one who is without Kesh.
Free
of Kesh.
So Lord Gauranga, Balramji and Lord Shiva.
Why Balramji?
Because IDT.
Kya?
IDT.
Because IDT says.
Three duty as Gauram Pro, Gorgon Pro, and the whole print teacher group. They told me that this was three duty and IDT I check. ISKCON desired to have many names for to give to children. So.
Meaning, sir, the meaning was Balram, who is without untied hair. Correct. He is continuing his lamentation. Anyata mriya manasya nashucher vrishali pateh vaikunta nama grahanam jihva vaktum iharhati. Otherwise, it would not be possible for the tongue of a sinful dying man, the keeper of a prostitute, to chant the name of the Lord. What he says? Though most sinful, I must have done some auspicious act to see those best of the devatas. So he was thinking in the right direction, and Vishnu Jagadaguru and Prabhupada clarify that the auspicious thing is that you must have met a devotee, and he must have seed the seed of devotion, sown the seed of devotion. Otherwise, it would not be possible for the tongue of a sinful dying man, the keeper of a prostitute, to chant the name of the Lord. Vaktum means kartum. Or the meaning can be the tongue could not chant that which allows one to attain Vaikuntha. How could the tongue chant about the Lord of Vaikuntha? So here, Srila Prabhupada writes, the name Vaikuntapati, which means the master of the spiritual world, is not different from the name Vaikunta. Ajamil, who was now a realized soul, could understand that because of his past spiritual activities and devotional service, he had gotten this opportunity to chant the holy name of Vaikuntapati in his horrible condition at the time of death. Tepustapaste juhu sashnurarya. Kvachaham kita vappapo brahmagno nirapatrapaha kvacha narayanayeti kvacha narayanetyetat bhagavannama mangalam. So he says that what I am, such a cheater and sinner, a shameless killer of brahmanas, in comparison to this most auspicious name of the Lord Narayan. Srila Prabhupada writes, those engaged in broadcasting the holy name of Narayan Krishna through the Krishna consciousness movement should always consider what our position was before we came and what it is now. But we should not consider the past position of a advanced devotee. Our own position we should think. Now that we are getting lot of glorification and people following and all that, we should always think, Are me konta? Tava nijajan kono mahajane. So that we have to think. But when we see others, we should not do the naked pincho thing. Are mujhe pata ye kon tha pehle. Abhi bada bada baat bol raha hai itna bada vyasasan mein baith ke. So like that we should not think. But rather when we are sitting on the vyasasan, we should think, Are me kon tha? Ye vyasasan to chod da, ye mandir ke andar aane ke liye bhi mera qualification nahi hai. Now I am sitting and speaking from this vyasasan. Like that. That's why I could never muster any courage. They had been asking me to give class in Gopinath. But till now I have never given even a single class. Because wo vyasasan dekke hi mujhe, you know, I feel so guilty actually. You know, for sitting on that vyasasan so many times. You have heard Maharaj sitting there, so many Prabhupada disciples sitting there and giving class. It's just so embarrassing actually to just sit there on the same place and give class. It's so difficult. Those engaged in... Okay. We had fallen into abominable lives as meat eaters, drunkards and woman hunters who performed all kinds of sinful activities. But now we have been given the opportunity to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Therefore, we should always appreciate this opportunity. By the grace of the Lord, we are opening many branches and we should use this good fortune to chant the holy name of the Lord and serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. We must be conscious of the difference between our present and past conditions and should always be very careful not to fall from the most exalted life. Soham tata yatishyami yata chittendriyanilah yatana bhoya atmanam ande tamasi majjaye. Controlling my life, air, senses and mind, I will strive so that I do not again drown myself in deep ignorance. So now he is taking some resolutions. Srila Prabhupada writes a very important purport. Small but important. Every one of us should have this determination. We have been elevated to an exalted position by the mercy of Krishna and the spiritual master. And if we remember that this is a great opportunity and pray to Krishna that we will not fall again, our lives will be successful, Prabhupada says. So understand that you have received a great opportunity and pray that we do not fall again. Then our lives will be successful. విముచ్యతం ఇమం బంధం అవిద్యా కామ కర్మజం సర్వభూత సుహృత్ శాంతో మైత్ర కరుణ ఆత్మవాన్ మోచయే గ్రస్తమాత్మానం యోషిన్మయ్యాత్మమాయయా విక్రీడితో యతైవాహం క్రీడా మృగ ఇవాదమః. Freeing myself from this bondage arising from karma, desire and ignorance, becoming a friend to all beings, becoming peaceful, friendly, merciful and in control of the mind, I will free my fallen self who was trapped by the Lord's Maya in the form of a woman, just as a low person becomes the plaything of a woman. Just as a low-born person becomes like a captive animal of a woman, I, a Brahmana, have become the captive animal of that woman, Maya. Srila Prabhupada writes here in the purport, this should be the standard of determination for all Krishna-conscious persons. A Krishna-conscious person should free himself from the clutches of Maya and he should also be compassionate to all others suffering in those clutches. The activities of the Krishna consciousness movement are meant not only for oneself but for others also. This is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. One who is interested in his own salvation is not as advanced in Krishna consciousness as one who feels compassion for others and who therefore propagates the Krishna consciousness movement. Such an advanced devotee will never fall down, for Krishna will give him special protection. To whom? One who out of compassion preaches. That is the sum and substance of the Krishna consciousness movement. Everyone is like a play toy in the hands of the illusory energy and is acting as she moves him. One should come to Krishna consciousness to release oneself and also to release others. మమాహం ఇతి దేహాదౌ హిత్వాత్ మిథ్యార్థధీర్మతిం ధ్యాస్యే మనో భగవతి శుద్ధం తత్కీర్తనాదిభిః. Understanding the temporary nature of material objects such as the body and giving up the mentality of I and mine, I will concentrate my pure mind on the Supreme Lord by chanting His name and other processes. So in this way he is taking determined vows. Having the understanding that these objects such as body are false, I will give up the conception of I and mine. Srila Prabhupada writes, how a living entity becomes a victim of the material condition is lucidly explained in this verse. The beginning is to misidentify the body as oneself. Of course, iske pehle ek aur step hai, which is envy to Krishna, but that is understood. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita begins with the spiritual instruction that one is not the body but is within the body. This consciousness can be possible only if one chants the holy name of Krishna, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and always keeps oneself in the association of devotees. This is the secret of success. Therefore, we stress that one should chant the holy name of the Lord and keep oneself free from the contamination of the material world. You see? So Prabhupada says, the secret of success is chant the holy name and stay in the association of devotees. And Prabhupada says, therefore we stress to always chant and stay away from all these material attraction, which means satsanga mukta dussango. Only when satsanga is there, one can actually become free of dussanga. With determination, one should vow to follow the principles and thus be saved from the miserable condition of material existence. The first necessity is to become freed from the bodily concept of life. So finally, last section, Ajamil's austerities in Haridwar. So what we will do is, some of the verses don't have purport. Even those which have purport, it's your homework. Okay, so we'll complete. We'll read the verse translation, and end this chapter. For these 10 verses, you can some verses have purport, so you can read the purport yourself. Okay, but before that, just 1 minute. I just want to use the washroom.
पहले था मतलब पीडीसी वालों को है वी आर नाइदर पुणे
वी आर नॉट पुणे नॉट पुणे आई एम नॉट हैप्पी वी आर ओनली
हरे कृष्ण. ओके, अजामिल्स ऑस्टेरिटीज इन हरिद्वार, विच मीन्स अजामिल लिविंग अप टू हिज डिटरमाइंड वाउस. इचि इति जातसु निर्वेद क्षण संगेन साधुषु गंगाद्वारम उपेयाय मुक्त सर्वानुबंधनः. Thus becoming detached from material life by the association with the servants of Vishnu, Ajamil, free from attachment to wives and sons, went to Haridwar. Satasmin deva sadana asino yoga mastitah pratyahritendriya gramo yuyoja mana atmani. Sitting in a temple of Vishnu, he practiced bhakti yoga and controlling all his senses, concentrated his mind on the Lord as he had taken a vow. Detaching his mind from the sense objects with full concentration, he absorbed his mind in the form of the Lord, the Supreme Brahman, who is the object of realization. when his intelligence became fixed on the form of the Lord, he saw the persons before him whom he had previously seen. Seeing them, he bowed his head. The same people came, or similar looking people came, it's not very clear. He says he saw the same persons, it seems. So maybe same people only.
That time he could not speak.
So Prabhupada, one purport, I will just read this one small point. Prabhupada writes, Mukta Sarvanu Bandhana, he says, thus freed from all material attraction, he immediately started for Haridwar, 39th verse. He says, Prabhupada writes, our Krishna consciousness movement now has centers in Vrindavan and Navadvip, so that those who want to live a retired life, whether they be devotees or not, Prabhupada says, can go there and with determination give up the bodily concept of life. Give up bodily concept of life, yeah. So then, okay, let's continue. हित्वा कलेवरं तीर्थे गंगायां दर्शनादनु सद्यस्वरूपं जगृहे भगवत् पार्श्ववर्तिनाम. After seeing those forms, he gave up his body at this holy place on the Ganga river and immediately attained a spiritual body as an associate of the Lord. साकं विहाय सा विप्रो महापुरुष किंकरैः हैमं विमानम आरुह्य ययौ यत्र श्रीयपतिः. Accompanied by the order carriers of Lord Vishnu, Ajamil boarded an airplane made of gold. Passing through the airways, he went directly to the abode of Lord Vishnu, the husband of the goddess of fortune. एवं स विप्लावित सर्वधर्मा दास्यापति पतितो गर्ह्य कर्मणा निपात्यमानो निरये हतव्रत सद्यो विमुक्तो भगवन् नाम गृणन्. Having given up all dharma, becoming the husband of a prostitute, degrading himself by the most condemned actions, having broken all vows, and in the process of being thrown to hell, he was immediately liberated on chanting the name of the Lord. This is 46 and 49th verse are important verses. Nata param karma nibandha krantanam mamukshatam tirtha padanu kirtanat nayat punak karma susajjate mano rajastamo pyam kalilam tatonyata. Na atap param, there is no better or there is no higher way, mumukshatam, for those desiring liberation. Karma nibandha krantanam, to cut the bondage of karma. So there is no better way for mumukshus to attain their desired destination of liberation than tirthapada anukirtana, than by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Why? Yet, because manaha na punaha karmasu sajjate, because by this process the mind does not again get attached to material actions. Therefore, manye kunjara shauchavat does not happen. Anyata, by other processes, manaha rajastamobhyam kalilam tataha, the mind becomes mixed or contaminated by rajas and tamas. But by the process of bhakti, eventually it frees one from all three modes. From chanting, the mind is not attached to material actions. Otherwise, by atonements, the mind becomes contaminated. Like that. Okay. Then, yayetam paramam guhyam itihasam aghapaham श्रुणुया श्रद्धया युक्तो यश्च भक्त्यानुकीर्तयेत् नवै स नरकं याति नेक्षितो यमकिङ्करैः यद्यप्यमङ्गलो मर्त्यो विष्णुलोके महीयते. द पर्सन् हू वित् फेथ् हियर्स् दिस् मोस्ट् कान्फिडेन्शियल् स्टोरी विच् डिस्ट्राय्स् सिन् और् हू रिसैड्स् दिस् स्टोरी वित् डिवोशन् डस् नाट् गो टु हेल् अण्ड् इस् नाट् सीन् बै द सर्वेण्ट्स् आफ् यम ईवन् इफ् यु आर् सिन्फुल् रादर् ही गोस् टु दि अबोड् आफ् द लार्ड् विष्णुलोके महीयते. कंग्रेचुलेशंस. Yeah, it will very soon take off. Last verse of this chapter. Mriyamano harer nama grinan putro pacharitam hajamilopya gaddama kimuta shraddaya grinan. This is the essence. Ajamilaha harer nama grinan, by accepting the holy name of the Lord, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, putra upacharitam, to indicate his son, mriyamanaha, while at the time of death, agadhama, he attained the abode of the Lord, kimuta shraddayaginan, what then will happen if one chants with faith, and indicating the Lord, and not just during the time of death, but at all times. And how much more, and with faith, and with love, then how much more, what is the benefit that he will attain? Concluding the story, Shukadev gives the conclusion about the glories of the name in one sentence, in order to give the full understanding. That's why it's a very important verse. He chanted without faith, since he was dying. What will happen if one chants with faith? He chanted while dying. What will happen if one chants while living? He chanted to indicate his son. What will happen if one chants to indicate the Lord? Ajamil was most sinful. What will happen if a sinless person chants? These four conditions are mentioned. Okay, please close your books, laptop. Let's try to recollect. Ajamilaha. Harehe nama grinan, chanted the holy name of the Lord. Putra upacharitam, indicating his son. Mriyamanaha, agaddama, agaddama, went to the spiritual world. Kimuta,
what then?
What then to speak of? Shraddhayagrinan, if taken with faith. Okay? So now, by chanting the name of the Lord, Harer Nama Grinan, okay? To indicate his son, Putropacharitam, okay? While dying, attained the abode of the Lord. What then to speak of? If he chanted with faith, if one chants with faith. Shaddaya? Grinan. Grinan. Okay, we'll memorize this. Mriyamano harer nama grinan putropacharitam ajamilopya gaddama kimuta shraddaya grinan. Mriyamano harernama grinan putropacharitam ajamilopya gaddama kimuta shraddaya grinan. Mriyamano harernama grinan putropacharitam ajamilopya gaddama kimuta shraddaya grinan. First two lines. Second line. Third line. First two lines. Grinan. Putropacha. Next two lines. Vimuta. Full verse. Hari Bol. Yes, she joined Nandan Prabhu. Huh? You know, still you can tell. Hari Bol. Who else wants to try? Yes, Adi Gopal. Hari Bol. Okay, Srila Prabhupada, we'll end with Prabhupada's purport. At the time of death, one is certainly bewildered because his bodily functions are in disorder. At that time, even one who throughout his life has practiced chanting the holy name of the Lord may not be able to chant the Hare Krishna mantra very distinctly. Nevertheless, such a person receives all the benefits of chanting the holy name. While the body is fit, therefore, why should we not chant the holy name of the Lord loudly and distinctly? If one does so, it is quite possible that even at the time of death, he will be able to properly chant the holy name of the Lord with love and faith. In conclusion, one who chants the holy name of the Lord constantly is guaranteed to return home back to Godhead without a doubt. So, but still, Srila Ramanujacharya, he had asked a few questions. Yamunacharya had left. He was requesting Kanchipurna to accept him as a disciple. He was not accepting, and he was very disturbed. So at least he had. At least you speak with the Supreme Lord. At least I have some questions. Ask him for clarification. He said, okay, that I'll ask. So he asked some 6 questions. One of the questions was, what if a devotee cannot remember the Supreme Lord at the time of death due to some circumstances? So he says, Varadaraj responded, for a prapanna antima smriti varjanam. He says, Varjanam means is not mandatory. He says that I will remember if he cannot remember. That is, so therefore we should, but we can try to remember him while we are living. So Krishna will not hold it against us if we have sincerely tried to remember Krishna while living. Okay, thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 6th canto, 2nd chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Ajamila Delivered by the Vishnu Dutas. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki. So I completed it in order to satisfy Hari Bhakti Prabhu. But still, you know, we didn't really rush. Most of them did not have long purports also. We read most, maybe 2 or 3 verses only we skipped the purport. Some of them did not have purports also. Okay, so thank you very much. So next month we will again meet and start with the 3rd chapter and continue our discussion. So next month, what are the dates? Anyone remembers? 23, 24. Achha. In between one Sunday.